From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. In New York, I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Linda Wertheimer in Washington.
And I'm Noah Adams.
The real heroics this week were performed by firefighters who charged into and up a doomed skyscraper, and by emergency service workers who rappelled down into the underground searching for voids in the rubble and for possible signs of life. No one, least of all Rudolph Giuliani, would count the mayor of New York City among such heroes. But this week, even the mayor's usual detractors find much that is admirable in his stewardship of the city. Andrew Kurtzman is senior political reporter for the cable channel New York One and the author of Rudolph Giuliani, Emperor of the City. Andrew Kurtzman, irony of ironies, if this is Rudolph Giuliani's finest hour as mayor of New York City, it's getting close to being his last hour as mayor of New York City.
There is a certain irony to it, and you have to feel good for him because he's been likened to Churchill in peacetime recently. He's had a run of really bad events in the last 2 or 3 years. He's had a marriage scandal. He's had a series of racial controversies. He's had First Amendment disputes. And the kind of heroic figure who took on crime in New York City and beat it has diminished over the last few years. And Giuliani has only, 4 or 5 months left in office. And he is having, as you said, his finest hour because it's allowed his best qualities to emerge. He's a born leader. He's a genuine leader, and like Churchill, although I'm not personally comparing him to Churchill, but just to keep that metaphor going for a second, he is valuable in wartime. And we are now suffering an unprecedented wartime condition in New York City.
Now, it's rare to speak of a wartime mayor, but that's what in effect he is this week.
That's right.
What have been the moments that you think have shown off Giuliani at his finest this week?
His eloquence, for one thing, in the first hours of the crisis, people it felt like the world was coming to an end in New York City. I mean, our two largest buildings were blown up, and it just seemed as though our whole world had been upended. And Giuliani, once he kind of found a base of operations, because his own base of operations, City Hall, was shut down for security reasons and also because the communication lines had been cut. Police headquarters did not have communications. He had to find a temporary headquarters, and once he did, he went on television and he said, New York will be here tomorrow, it'll be here the day afterwards, we'll continue, and we'll thrive. And those are the words that New Yorkers needed to hear.
What does he do next? These attacks took place, we should remind people, on the day when New Yorkers thought they were going to be voting in a primary to choose, among others, the people who would run to succeed Rudy Giuliani in November. So he'll be out of office shortly. Where does he go from here?
Well, people thought he was finished. People thought that he was just through, that he had become a national embarrassment because of the dissolution of his marriage and the publication of his very public, or became a very public affair with his girlfriend. He was very mean-spirited in his public treatment of his wife, Donna Hanover. And he moved into an apartment with a gay couple, which in New York City really did not really bother many people, but it further kind of convinced us political watchers that he had no national potential anymore. You know, now America is just desperate for leadership. George Bush looks tentative in his position as commander-in-chief, and America is getting a view of Rudy Giuliani as someone who really does understand leadership and someone who really exercises it instinctively. So I think it gives him a potential. I think it gives him a potential.
Well, Andrew Kurtzman, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Andrew Kurtzman is the author of Rudy Giuliani, Emperor of the City, and also senior political reporter for the cable channel New York One.